This is episode number 52. Are you running low on fuel?
You are listening to the Get Started Online Podcast, the best podcast delivering useful tips and strategies without the hype to help you start a business online. GetStartedOnline.net. Start your business online today. Now, here is your host, Eddie Sands.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you are listening to me today. This is your host, Eddie Sand. And today I want to talk to you about a revelation, an eye-opening moment that I had last week. And it's in regard passion and how we need to be fueled with passion to accomplish our purpose. So let me tell you what happened. Basically, every week, I take a day off, take Saturdays off. I start Friday night, Saturdays take off, and I call it as my unplugged day. So I literally unplug from running my business online, from the emails, from the phone, from the chats. Right? I just completely unplug. And many times I enjoy either reading a book or going out with my family. We go visit our extended family, you know, just things like that to enjoy the moments. And again, it's very consistent. So that's my habit. Well, what happened last week, I started feeling like I needed to unplug early. So early that I believe it was either Tuesday or Wednesday of last week. And I thought, wait a minute, something's happening here. Something's going on because this is not how I usually feel. So what did I do? Well, I unplugged because I felt it. I was like, I felt a little stressed out and overwhelmed. And I felt, you know, it's just that time for me to unplug. Let me do that. What happened was that I unplugged, but because I wasn't used to that, I'm not into that habit, I felt the need to get back and replug. Okay. I kept thinking about it. I even tried to pick up a book to read and I could not concentrate because I was thinking about the things that I needed to do and so much more. Well, I said, you know what? Let me stop my attempt. Okay. Let me not fight it because I obviously not going to enjoy my time off. So let me just get back in and do some more things. And I did. Now, a little bit something happened that changed things a little bit. I went ahead and I started to notice our group, in our group area, in our forum and chat room, I started to notice people asking for help. And that caught my attention, but it wasn't that help, that the technical stuff or things. It was more like encouragement. And I started to do just that. And one message went through like over 10 or 50. I can't remember. It was a lot of messages, communication back and forth. And at the end, I felt amazing. I felt great. All the thank yous and the thanks for the encouragement, great timing, this and that. I mean, it just made me feel awesome. Then I decided to take a break. And it worked. I took a break, unplugged. I was just fine. But as I unplugged, and this was just about my end of the day, about an hour or two later, I get a call in the evening time. And it was from a missing friend. I haven't heard from him in months. I seriously thought, what did I do? or maybe worse. You know, I started thinking, what happened, right? Well, sure enough, I started listening to him. And I listened intently because he's going through some struggles. And at the end, I had a chance to encourage him. And when I hang up the phone, I was here in my office and I stopped for a moment that's when it happened. That's when that moment of revelation came to me. And I have realized why I was feeling stressed and overwhelmed in the middle of the week. And it was because I was putting so much energy into the tactics, the tasks, the accomplishments, the to-do things, the running the business, the strategies, everything that I needed to get done to make sure I built the business and I kept running the business and helping others. And I mean, I was so intently focused on that, that I have missed one thing. And that was my passion to encourage. My fuel was being depleted. My energy was being extracted from me. And I did not realize it until I felt that moment when I hang up, because it made sense then. When I hang up and I feel amazing, I feel like I can go take over the world again, I realized that the forums, the chats, the messaging, all that stuff, it made me feel good. Why? Because it was all about encouraging others. And then, of course, I had that chance with my friend to encourage. That's what I was missing. And I'm telling you this story because all of us, as entrepreneurs, as online entrepreneurs, we tend to get caught up with the tasks, right? Come on, haven't you felt that way before? Haven't you felt like, what do I need to do next? And or sometimes you're a little bit overwhelmed and stressed out because you're thinking, I'm not making the money that I want to make. And so what can I do next? Or what can I learn? What can, right? You get caught up and you forget why you're doing your business. You forget why you even started. You even forget where you're going with it. See, all of us have a choice to make. And I believe passion is that fuel that helps our choices to be better, that helps our purpose-driven life to ride better, to ride faster, to ride smoother. And many of us run out of fuel too quick, and we don't realize to stop and say, man, I need that passion. You know, what's that passion that drives me? And I need to go and get it done. So you're probably asking right now, well, Eddie, I'm not an encourager. Okay, cool, because you may not be an encourager. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a few ideas on some of the things that I believe may be driving your passion, okay? Maybe your fuel so that you can continually walk your purpose and achieve your goals. All right, so obviously one is the encouragement part, right? So many of you like to encourage. And by the way, how do you know if you're an encourager? All right, all you got to do is, how do you feel when you encourage others? Does it come out naturally? And at the end, do you feel amazing? Not because you got the thank you, but because you were able to encourage? Okay, right, so that's you. Many of you, though, a lot of you are love, all about love. Right? And how do you know you're a love person? Well, if you're the type of person who goes to a group, an event, maybe you go to church, wherever you go, and there's a group of people, you are the one who has to go and hug and kiss everybody. You are the one who takes the time to give that special hug. It's like, and people tell you, right? Some people will tell you, thanks for that hug. I needed that. You know, there's something about your connection. The touch and feel of you makes other people feel great. Okay, well, then you're love. Your passion is love. Maybe you, how do you also know is that maybe you enjoy love stories. Okay, that's another way to figure out if you're that type of person. Now, the other one is maybe you're a good teacher. And I don't necessarily mean you're in school teaching kids or people as a professor or something, which it may be, obviously, because you're a teacher. But even if you're not in that field, you may be a teacher because you go out and it just fills you with joy when you are able to take someone from point A to point B in a systematic way, and you have the patience to explain it differently. If they don't understand, you come around and explain it differently. And you never give up because you've got this passion to teach. All right? So that could be you. Some of you actually just like to give of your time and money. All right? So if you are always looking at your community, how can you help? And you give of your money and also your time. Like, for example, the soup kitchen, right? You go and serve. Right? Whatever it is, you may be that person that fulfills your passion with giving of your time, giving of your money. As a matter of fact, someone else close to this type of passion is a servant. And you know, thinking about servant, I'm not talking about like a slave thing. I'm talking about servers, all right? Your server at your restaurants, for example. Have you ever found one of those servers that they just got it together? Like, they know what you need before you need it. Have you ever experienced that? Because I have. And let me tell you, those servers are the ones who get my money. Because I do. I give them as much, more than above than what you're supposed to give them. Because they just are gifted with that. And they make you laugh. And they're just not, you know, it's not that type of, I got to make you smile so I can get paid more tips. No. It's a genuine smile and laughter and connection and serve. They just love to serve. Okay. So those are the people out there, right? They just love to serve others. And I'm also thinking of my mom. My mom is a servant, and she loves to cook for everybody. She can cook for the entire neighborhood. And even if you are just you're satisfied with the food, she comes and says, "Come on, you want some more?" And you'll say no, but she'll still put it there. Because she enjoys serving other people, all right? Now, again, which one of those sounds like you're that type of person? Because I will tell you this, one of those is your passion. One of those is your fuel. And when you are clear about which one of those you have, you're going to be amazingly great at it. And it's going to fill you up. It's going to fuel you to keep going forward towards your purpose in life. So I did miss one other one. And that is the type of the administrator type of person. This person, okay, if you're the type of person that keeps amazing records of finances, okay, if you are the type of person that just plans, like planning is your thing, right? Because planning is not my thing, right? It takes me like all my energy and strength to plan ahead. I'm more like a spontaneous type of person, but you, if you're the administrative type, you're a planner. You know the ins and out, and you have a plan B and a plan C and a plan H, okay? You're a great, great planner. As a matter of fact, you're one of those people too who keeps lists everywhere. And let's say if you go camping, you'll have a list for that. If you go anywhere, you'll have a list because you don't want to miss anything in your trip or in your event. All right. So anyway, so how can you ignite that passion? How can you make it better? Well, you go and help someone to plan their day or plan their event or plan something, right? Or you go and hug people if you're the lover type of person, or you go and teach something to someone who's been struggling. You know, there's community centers where you can go and teach children and teenagers to get better at their subject, right? Who else do we have? Or you have me, like an encourager. You can go and encourage people, or you can go and give all your time and money, give more money, more than you usually give, right? So those are your ways that you go and fuel up. And when you do, you will see a change, not only in what your daily routine is, but your purpose, your plan of actions change, your view into your business changes, and you start making better choices, and things will turn out way better than you ever thought possible. All right. Wow. I really meant to give you a short one today, but you know, you can tell it was a transformational moment for me, and I want to share that with you. So in summary, what I'm telling you and why I'm telling you this story and what I'm telling you is, passion is your fuel to fuel your purpose. Your purpose is like your vehicle. Passion is your fuel. And when you are running low, you're going to feel it. Things are not going to matter. You're going to be stressed, overwhelmed, confused. You just need to tap into your passion and ignite it by doing it more, doing it often without expecting anything in return, just to help someone else. And when you do, that action will make you feel better and it'll replenish what you have lost, which is your passion. Cool? All right. Awesome. Well, listen, thank you so much for listening to me. I appreciate you coming back. If you want to know more about what I do, you can always visit my webpage at getstartedonline.net. As a matter of fact, there's been new updates going onto that webpage. It's becoming more of a content page, but you can also contact me and connect with me via that website. Till next time, have an outstanding day. Peace.